Welcome to Finance Made Easy with Karin and Ebi, where we demystify and educate on all aspects of money. Our goal is to make understanding finance easy for you. Today, we are going to be in our second episode of our three-part series here. We're going to be talking about a second marriage. What are the steps you need to take financially when getting married a second time? Today, I have Karin Thomas with me. Hi, Karin.
Hi, Ebi. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good.
Well, so, okay. Today, we're going to be talking about second marriage. There's a five-step process here to follow when you're getting married a second time. So, Karin, what's kind of the first step that we want to talk about here?
Well, let's get real about second marriages, because if you're in a second marriage, you've either gone through a divorce or a death. And so no matter what, this is a very, very emotional thing. The second marriage obviously is going to be a great thing in your life, but you've been through a very tough emotional thing before. So just to kind of know where you are, I think communicating is probably the biggest thing in your new marriage. I don't know where you've been before, even with the first marriage, if you understood if you were the money person or if your spouse was the money person. But I think after you've been through what you've been through, you understand and know how important it is to understand your finances. So communication is probably the biggest thing that I see, because even if you got married your first time and you were young and you didn't have any money, chances are you probably have a good handle on your money at this point.
It's kind of a theme here when we're talking about all these different stages in life. The biggest thing we need to focus on is discussion, open communication.
Absolutely.
It is.
It's a big thing with finance, and it's just understanding the global part of it. It doesn't have doesn't mean you have to know all the details, but you definitely have to talk about just in general finance and how that fits into your new life.
And I think what's important is when you do have this discussion with your maybe soon-to-be spouse, or maybe you did just get married, hopefully you have this conversation before, but it's important to make it a judgment-free zone.
Absolutely.
Just so you can feel comfortable sharing the good, the bad, everything.
I think that's why people don't talk about it, because they're worried about it, or
maybe
or
they're
embarrassed. Don't understand. And we just have to get over that, because you are where you are no matter where you are.
Yep.
You can only go forward and you can only make it better.
Yep.
So if you don't talk about it, it's like throwing it under the rug. It's not good.
It's going to make it so much worse. Talk about it now.
Yeah.
Instead of letting it like bubble up later.
And say that. This is a judgment-free zone.
Exactly. So when you do have this discussion, I think it's important to, you're sharing all of your information. And so really what you're doing is you're creating a net worth statement. You're saying, here's all the different accounts or assets that I have. Here's the different debts that I have, or, you know, loans, mortgages, car loan, that sort of thing. And just here's everything. And so I think that's really important for both you to know, but then also your spouse to know, or soon to be spouse to know. And really what you're also doing is you're creating this snapshot in time of what you are going to be entering your new marriage with. What did I have before I went into this marriage? And you both are able to have that.
It's also a good reason to, you know, what do I have? What are my assets? What are my debts? It's kind of a snapshot of where you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a net worth statement, so to speak. But it's always good to have before you get into a marriage, just to know what your non-marital assets are.
Ooh, good term.
Oh, is that? Yeah.
So non-marital assets, things that you bring into the marriage.
Exactly.
Right? Okay.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay, so you had this discussion. You know where each of you are when you're going into the marriage. Now, what's the next step? You have obligations of things that you're paying for.
Cash flow.
Good. Yeah, exactly. Now, maybe, you know, when you're in a second marriage, tend to be older, right? Maybe you have children from a second or from a previous marriage. You know, maybe you have some child support obligations, some spousal maintenance obligations, or like alimony, you hear that term, that you have to pay. You need to be totally upfront and honest about these.
Even aging parents, like things that you have responsibility for, if you do.
We see that so much more now too, where people do have to help chip in for their parents and their care. You know, you may even have kids where you're not paying child support, but you have their tuition that you're paying for, their sports or different activities that they have.
Or if they're in college, just even daily, you know, monthly expenses towards that.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's also important to note when you're talking about this, do these people that you're taking care of, do they have income from different sources that they're able to use as well? So those aging parents that you're taking care of, do they have Social Security coming in, or do they have other means for paying for some of this? So you've had this discussion. You talk about different cash flow things to other people that you might be taking care of. What's next, Karin?
Well, I think that you should really talk about like how your assets are titled, how they're set up, kind of more about estate planning or what happens if something happens to each other.
So important.
You know, with the assets themselves, even the cash flow, your budget, how does that change? So figure out where the income is coming from. Figure out what your expenses are and who's going to pay for that. And, you know, you talk a little bit about like joint accounts or having separate accounts. In my mind, it's nice to have a joint account for your joint expenses. Mm-hmm. But if you have your own separate expenses, like different kid things or whatever, and you've agreed that you're responsible for that, that should be probably separate. It's just easier to track.
Yep, exactly. Okay, so then this brings us to the 10,000-pound gorilla into the room, prenups.
Prenuptial agreement means that you have sat down before your marriage with your spouse to determine what should happen in the case of a divorce or a death. And I think it's really, really important to do something like that in a second marriage, especially if you have kids, because they should know, you should know what happens to your money if something happens to you.
Mm-hmm. That's so, so important. Exactly. And, you know, even if you don't have a prenuptial agreement, the state actually has a plan for you.
Yeah. So the titling of your assets are really important. Like I said before about the joint accounts and separate accounts, meaning having both your names on it, separate your single name. But if you ever have a single name, it should be transfer on death to, you know, your kids or to your new spouse or however that works. But make sure your beneficiaries are correct on your life insurance, on your IRAs, any retirement funds.
This is so important, and we see this all the time getting forgotten about. You have this major life change where you're getting married for a second time here, and you're so excited about the wedding and all the different things that come with it, but then it's these little details that get forgotten about, but oh my gosh, are these so important, you know, just to make sure.
I had a client who was divorced and had been divorced for 15 years. And all of a sudden, she got this huge check. And her ex-spouse passed away, and he never changed it. She was still the beneficiary of his life insurance policy.
Wow.
Which is good for her, but...
Good for her. Probably not exactly how he wanted it
Maybe
set
not.
Up.
I don't know.
But yeah. But so important to get those you know, it's relatively easy to get them updated. And so just maybe add those to more the top of the to-do list than letting them go all the way to the bottom of the list there. So, okay, we talked about a prenuptial agreement. What about estate planning, Karen?
Well, estate planning should happen no matter what. It can go along with your prenuptial agreement. They can go in hand. Mm-hmm. You have to use an attorney for both.
Yep.
So just discuss the estate laws today, or rules today, are pretty wide right now. You know, we don't have a lot of taxes on estates at this point, but that certainly could change. So yeah. Work with your attorneys on both of them. And again, it's just a discussion point.
And I think it's also important to just make sure you're both protected. You know, we'll see it where in a second marriage, maybe one of the spouses owned a home before, and that's where you now moved into. Your name might not be on the title, but you want to make sure you're protected. If something happens to you, there's planning that can be done where if your spouse passes away, you can stay in that home for as long as you're alive. And then maybe if once something happens to you, they want that home to then be passed on to their children. So there's different techniques, but it's all just about making sure that you're protected and okay. Okay, then there's some details.
Details.
Kind of going along with updating beneficiaries, right? These ones are a little, I know people kind of gripe about them. So things like, are you going to change your name with a second marriage?
Do you know how hard it is to change your name with the Social Security Administration, your driver's license, magazine subscriptions?
Oh my gosh, just everything. I know. And then even like with the IRS and changing your tax filing status,
yep.
You know?
Yep.
All these little things are really important. And make sure you get your IDs updated and make sure everything matches, because we have
especially passports if you're going to travel.
Yep, exactly. This is so important. Just go through, just, you know, take some time, knock everything out, get them updated. You'll feel so good once it's done. Okay, so we've gone through the discussion. We've talked about the different cash flow and budgeting that you need to pay for things. We've talked about prenuptial agreement and different planning that needs to be taken care of, as well as some of these kind of detail-y things. What's kind of the last step, Karen?
Well, we talked about all this kind of being, it seems like it's a lot of work, a lot of maybe emotional baggage. You're getting married. How exciting is that? You know, we talk about the details and the grunt work of it, but I think that the biggest thing that you can do is talk about fun things or goals with your new spouse, because now you're married, you have a combined income, probably more than you were making as a single person. A lot of fun things can happen. So plan. Have some fun with it.
Dream, right? You're going to travel around the world? Ooh, how fun is that? That's great.
Or just go camping on the weekend.
Or just go camping. Whatever you might want to do. But it's important to have these discussions and dream together. And just, you know, are you guys on the same page? And do you think the same thing about retirement?
And along with goals then means, you know, saving, putting things away in different accounts. If you've heard us before on our other podcasts, you know how we feel about kind of our buckets and putting money away for different things, different goals. But if you, let's just say you want to update your garage, you know, put that away, whatever your goals are together. But this should be a fun event.
Oh, for sure.
You know, once you figure out where you are, how your cash flow is going, now let's do that.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for listening to Finance Made Easy with Karen and Evie. This was fun chatting today.
It was fun talking about second marriages. There's a lot to do and a lot to know.
There really is. And you know what? There's a lot to do, but it's a really fun time in a person's life.
Bye. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.